Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi. I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. What's up, man?
Hey there, guys. Good morning.
Hey, what is it, 5 o'clock-y first pitch tomorrow?
5:10-ish.
5:10-ish. Did you guys bump that up, Matt, because of the Packers conflict?
We did. Yeah, we're trying to be good teammates there. And so I think that's partly to accommodate some of the Packers fans we have, to be able to watch that game as well, I believe.
Oh, dude, so if you have a Luxo suite, can you just stay till like 11, till it's over?
I'm sure we can find, I'm sure we can figure something out. Yeah, what a day. That would be awesome.
Yeah, talk about a doubleheader. Taking the Brewers in the afternoon, go to the game, and then get to wherever you need to do to watch the Packers game. I love it.
Yeah, I've heard, what's the trifecta there? It's the Brewers on Friday, a Wisconsin Badger game on Saturday, and a Packer game on Sunday. That's the triple Indy, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a good
solid
weekend.
Right. Hey, on that, I know we've asked you before about international play, but you know the Packers are down in Brazil.
No.
Any further progress or thoughts on the Brewers getting an opportunity to play overseas somewhere? I guess, like, you know, we've definitely seen games in Asia where the game is really popular. What
Mexico.
About Latin America? That would make perfect sense for us.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I've talked to our guys in the past about it. I think we definitely would have interest. I love just personally, I think the idea of the connection with Mexico, playing in Mexico City, being the Cerveceros for a series, I think would be kind of cool. So, but yeah, and also honestly, I think that would connect potentially if we were coming out of Arizona during spring training, so the travel wouldn't be too bad. So I think there are ways that we could certainly pull that off, but. Yeah, we would absolutely be open to playing overseas somewhere.
Hey, Matt, how often do you talk about, like, bullpen switching around with Murph, like, after games or, you know, during your one-on-ones or what have you? I mean, yesterday, I know there's some question.
Why do you ask, Eric?
Well, there was some question right. yesterday about Piamps getting yanked after he gotten two out in the 10th. He had a man on second. Then they walked Arenado. Then they pulled Piamps and brought in Hobie Milner. And there's some question whether or not that made sense at that moment. And obviously, you're not going to bet 1,000 when you're moving pitchers around. But do you guys talk about some of that stuff after the fact? Like, hey, what was the thinking here, or what was the percentages there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Murph and I were there really late last night talking about this stuff, and we're always trying to think about ways that we can get better. Look, I think in a lot of cases, Hobie, in the one in particular for yesterday, he got the ground ball he wanted. He was just, you know, 3 feet to Willie's left
right.
there. And I think if it was just a couple feet the other direction, Hobie does his job, we get out of that, you know. So obviously you look at the matchup there and then what the other team can do, and there are so many different layers of thought that go into these things. And I can tell you, Murph is there, bright and early in the morning, every morning, thinking about all these different lanes for the different pitchers, all the matchups. He's looking at all of our information. So he does a tremendous job preparing for those types of situations. And so, again, there are all ways to look back and see what we could have done better. And honestly, that's exactly what we do, because we want to be better.
Man, how cool was that? So Junior, Ken Griffey, leaves a video message for Willy Adames because of all the three-run shots he's hit this year, tying Griffey. That's got to be so cool when you got an icon like that leaving you a specific message.
No doubt. Yeah, having that type of record, I mean, you know, I think it's 13 games of the three-run homers. I mean,
yeah.
that's impressive, you know. And whether it's Steph Curry hitting the threes or, everyone's been talking about or a message like that from Griffey, really, really cool. And Willie deserves all that credit in the world just because he's been so great for us.
So we bring the Rockies to town next, right? So what do we know about them and how much they're still in the hunt?
Yeah, look, it's tough to win a big league ball game. I mean, they've played us tough a lot, you know, and especially when you play them in their ballpark. I think anything can happen. I think we're going to see Feltner early, and look, we're going to have our hands full. He's got a really good arm, and you know, they come to play every night, just like every other team. And so, like Murph's been saying for a long time, we just can't take our foot off the gas pedal here. You know, we're in win tonight mode. We're not worried about the next game. We need to win tonight. And we'll try to do just that against the Rockies.
Always good to catch up with you, Matt. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Brewers and Rockies, 5:10, reminder, 5:10 first pitch on Friday at American Family Field.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.